here at the 87th National FFA Convention in Louisville, Kentucky. I am standing here with Samantha Maury. She is a state FFA officer from my home state of Missouri, and she is here representing the Missouri State FFA Organization. Samantha, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and what part of the state you're from.
I am from Ellsbury, Missouri. It's a small town about an hour north of St. Louis. I started at Ellsbury my freshman year of high school. I was a new student there, and it wasn't until my freshman year at my orientation that I learned about the National FFA Organization. It was there that my mom introduced me to what it was, and it was then that I decided to take my first ag class. And from there on, I did creed speaking and contest teams and progressed from a chapter officer to area, and now I get to represent the Missouri FFA Association as the Area 5 State Vice President.
Missouri is near and dear to me, but the FFA organization as a whole has a strong place in my heart. So coming back to National FFA Convention has been fun and rewarding. Tell me a little bit about the role of state FFA officers at convention.
Not only are we here representing the Missouri FFA Association, but we are also here representing the many members across the state of Missouri. We are here serving as delegates, so we are voicing our Missouri FFA members' opinion at the national level. Some of the committees we have been on include the Contest Team Evaluation Committee, the Ag Career Network Committee, Agriculture Education Committee, as well as a couple more.
Well, earlier this morning, there was a delegate session where all the state FFA officers serve as delegates, and they had the opportunity to vote on some of the issues that affect members across the country. Kind of share and highlight some of those issues.
One thing we passed through was a committee I was on, which was to go ahead and continue to evaluate CDEs at the national level, those that are at the two bottom participated in CDEs, as well as new CDEs that are up and coming. Another issue that is up and coming is middle school's involvement on contest teams at the national level. That was voted on to be passed. That will still be decided by the National Board of Directors. However, it is up to them now.
Tell me a little bit about your experience as a state officer. What have you got to take in so far at the convention?
Not only the delegate sessions, but just taking in the sea of blue jackets as they come through and getting to see actually two girls from my home chapter just a couple hours ago. It's really nice to see those members that you either met at camp or AOI or the different events we host throughout the summer, and to kind of reconnect with them and rekindle your FFA spirit.
Well, Go All Out is the theme that all members are embodying throughout the week and hope to take home. What do you get out of that, and what do you hope to take home back to Missouri as a state FFA officer as you continue to serve your year?
Two words that I think of when you ask me that question are purpose and persistence. We got to hear from a very inspirational man this morning, and those were two things he really touched base on. We have to remember our purpose as Missouri FFA officers, and that is to serve the members of Missouri. It is not about us. It is all about them. And persistence, meaning to never give up, to keep going, and to continually go all out for our chapter, our state, our nation, and our communities.
Well, thank you, Samantha. Once again, talking with Samantha Maury, who is a state FFA officer from my home state of Missouri here at the 87th National FFA Convention. I'm Jamie Johansson.